My grandson, Craig Lipford. My given name, Milton Pat Munson. I live at 163 Macomb Court, Monroe, Michigan. My nationality is quite a mixture. The biggest share of it is Irish. My mother's name was Carney. Otherwise, I find German and English involved. Although Munson is a Swedish name, our background, we find nowhere was any of our relatives from Sweden. My age is 71, will be 72 October the 25th of this year. My place of birth was Wyandotte, Michigan. I only lived there just a short period, probably around a year and a half before I come to Monroe, Michigan, and that's where I spend the rest of my life. The language I speak, I hope it's good English. That's the only one I know. My occupation at the present time, I'm retired. I hold the office down as mayor of the city of Monroe, which takes quite a bit of my time. Prior to that, I worked for Consolidated Packaging for 50 years in various capacities. I had charge of the wrapping department at one time, then in the cost department, then in the estimating, and then I had charge of the cost department. Then I went in sales out on the road, and that's where I finished up for Consolidated Packaging. The mayor's job that I hold at the present time is a part-time job. But as I said before, it takes quite a bit of my time. I'm married. My wife's name is Mary Amanda. My father's name was George, and his place of birth was Dundee, Michigan. My grandfather's place of birth was Ida, Michigan. My grandmother's place of birth was also Ida, Michigan. My mother's name was Hattie Bell Carney. Place of birth, as I mentioned, was Ida. And remarks about the situation of the place of interview was at Craig Lipford's home. We're sitting here now in the living room, and I'm giving an expression of my type of life I had and where I lived, and I would say at this time I go back into detail. My life started, as far as I recollect, in the city of Monroe, being too young where I was born in Wyandotte to remember any of that status. As a youngster, I attended the public schools and then Monroe High School and then business college. That's my career as far as education was concerned. I was always active in sports all the way through. I belonged to the Boy Scouts at one time and belonged to the Masonic Order. I attend the Methodist Church, where I'm quite active as an usher and other obligations, the chance that I have to help in any respect. My present status, I still love sports and attend the high school games and college when I can, and quite a television fan as far as sports are concerned. I drive an automobile as far as transportation. I have a bicycle, too, that I use for exercising purpose. I still do some jogging to keep physically fit. I, on Saturday afternoons, go over to Cantrick Junior High, and I might go back into a little more history of my life as a youngster. I mentioned I belonged to the Boy Scouts, and as a youngster, I worked on a general delivery. At that time, of course, the values of money, a dollar meant a whole lot, but I never had the chance to earn that extent. I remember my first job, I worked on a general delivery as a helper, and I got 10 cents a week for that. And on Sunday, we had the area Monroe Piers, which was down on the beach of Lake Erie, and it cost a nickel a ride each way, so that was as far as my dime would go. I had to undress out in the weeds. I didn't have the money for the bathhouse. Things were pretty rough in that stage. Later on, I had the experience of playing a lot of baseball, and I remember at one time I got my name in Ripley's. I was at bat, and and hit a hit that was comparable to probably two or three bases and hit the right field fence, bounded off, but in the swinging at the ball, I tore the ligaments in my right knee, and my leg went out, and so I laid at the plate, and so I eventually was thrown out from the outfield, and this was eventually got into Ripley's. That was quite a thing for a Monroe boy at that time to get his name in Ripley's. I was quite active in a recreation program here also in Monroe, played in all features, baseball, basketball, and what have you. When the Lake Erie become polluted and swimming wasn't too good out there, we resorted to the quarry holes here that were quite a swimming hole at that time. And also there was a place up above the Waterloo Dam. We used to dive out of a tree, and I had the experience one time of climbing up on the limb, and I wasn't quite set to dive out, which you had to dive out a ways into deeper water, and Bill Parmenter right behind me pushed me, and I went down, and the water was only about a foot deep in that area in solid rock. So I fractured my skull. In fact, I pierced right through the skull, just missed the brain. And now one of our undertakers in the city of Monroe, who is Edward Rupp, rode me home from the dam on a bicycle, and from there they took me to Dr. Miller. And at that time, about the only infectant barrier they had was iodine, and the doctor didn't realize how close to the brain the cut was and poured this iodine in the cut, and geez, when that hit in the brain area, that was really something. And I had to go up after that to the doctor's office for treatments, and this had to heal from the inside, so every time I went up there, he'd have to swab it from the inside to be sure it was all right. And people asked the doctor how it was coming along, and he used to tell it. I used to come up to his office, and in the treatment, why, when he went into this cleansing, he said I danced and finished my own music, which was very true. And this happened at about the time that I graduated from the eighth grade, and I'll never forget, my head was all bandaged, and I don't know why, I sat in the front row, but when somebody reached across for the diploma, they come down on my head, and of course I let out a war whoop, and everybody in the audience wondered what happened. They thought somebody got stabbed, I guess, but I later outgrew this. Maybe that's what's wrong with me now from this accident that happened at that time. I might say that later on after my graduation, when I got around the age of 21, of course, you're thinking of getting married. So at that time, why, I married Mary Amanda Carr here in Monroe. I was married in the Methodist Church. And shortly after we married, I can always remember the year, 1929. This is the year they had the crash, when the Depression hit. And people at this day ask me how the conditions compared in the crash at that time and the conditions now. And I relate to them at that time, the money wasn't as plentiful, you didn't have as much, but it had more value. And prices were lower, too. In other words, a dollar would go a long ways in 1929. But now you have a lot of money, but the inflation makes it that it isn't very valuable and prices are so high, so that having a lot of money doesn't mean a whole lot because the prices of commodities are high. And I think if we had a depression of any nature like we had back in 1929, then you would feel that the value of money is really nothing, because your earning power would be down and accumulation of money would almost be out. But later on, I remember we bought our first home, which was up on West 7th Street, and the home we purchased was $3,750. And to this day, you couldn't build a garage for that much. That present home in on West 7th Street would probably sell in the $40,000-$50,000 bracket today. So you can see how inflation has accumulated on properties. As years went by, we had our first and only youngster, Kay Lipford. Now, as Kay Munson then, She's married and have four children, which I have four grandchildren now, and they live here in Monroe, the same place that I do. Later on, we happened to live up on West 7th Street at the time, and Mayor Dance was the mayor of the city of Monroe at that time, and he got me interested in politics, and I think it was the year of 1959 that I first put my name on the ballot and was elected as a commissioner in the 6th precinct, and I had 6 years on the commission at that time, and the company I worked for, their wish that I didn't run any longer, so I dropped out of politics for a while and later got back in as a commissioner, and I served 6 more years, which made a total of 12 on the commission. I now am mayor of the city of Monroe, and this is my 6th year as mayor of the city of Monroe, so actually I've had 18 years as far as governmental values in the city of Monroe here. I might bring about some of the fortunate things that I think have happened in the last few years, my being mayor of the city of Monroe. We have the enlargement of the water plant from 8 million gallons a day to 18 million gallons. We also have a new wastewater treatment plant that we were kind of the guinea pig in that respect. There weren't too many wastewater treatment plants around, so people kind of patterned after us in mentioning the filtration plant for the water, the 8 million gallon to 18 million. We're soon going to have an ozone treatment that will be in effect that will take any disorder away in the water as far as taste or odor is concerned. That's an allergy that forms in Lake Erie. During the warm months, it clings to hard surfaces like rock or clay, anything of that nature. Then as the temperature changes in the water, this allergy has a tendency to leave this hard surface. And when it circulates in the water and gets in our water system, it creates a taste and an odor. But we've had a hard time counteracting that, but now we have an ozone treatment that I'm sure that's going to take care of it, and the public will be well satisfied. This weekend, I do fairly little traveling during the year, but this weekend I'll be going down to Washington. The National League of Cities have a meeting in Washington, and hopefully the president will be one of our speakers, but we'll be meeting with our congressmen and our senators that represent our districts. And we have a lot of consideration. We have what they call revenue sharing that they're very interested in. And Congress and Senate 2 years ago were thinking of dropping revenue sharing, but it's quite important to most communities because they use this revenue sharing to help operate their city, like fire or police departments, even further their Department of Public Works. But the city of Monroe, we've been very fortunate. In the past, we never used revenue sharing for operating expenses. We just used it for capital improvements. By the way, we've got a new city hall being built now, and we didn't have to use a bond issue to build it, which is quite an important factor. Most places building city halls have to float a bond issue in order to construct it. But we put the money aside year after year, and now we're going to pay totally cash for it, which we're pretty proud of. Gas and oil seems to be quite a problem now, and the talk about rationing and what have you, it's surprising the inflation that we have on oil and gas. And you take Iran that was on strike, and they furnish about 5% of the oil to this country that we utilize. That's the president's prediction. And when Iran went into strike and cut off our supply as far as the 5% was concerned, it seems unusual that 5% would affect the United States to the area where they would have to begin rationing and raising prices. 5% is a small percentage, and I think that the politicians are playing this on a very thin shoestring, that 5% would affect us in this matter. In fact, I think it's just a price-raising ordeal and can't think otherwise. This is the way they do it. I still think that price controls should have some effect and be taken still in the United States. It's awful late for it, but nevertheless, the way prices keep going up, something's got to happen. As I said before when I mentioned the Depression, if we ever do get in a depression, with the prices of everything now, we're going to have a terrible time.